The White House Budget Office says mass firings of federal workers have started in a bid to pressure Democrats into ending the government shutdown. The administration forecast this even before the shutdown started 10 days ago, with President Trump saying the Budget Office could do irreversible things damaging to Democrats.
Like cutting vast numbers of people out?
The Budget Office says the reductions are substantial without offering details. This is far beyond what usually happens during a shutdown, when federal workers are furloughed but restored once the shutdown ends. There is no sign this one is close to easing. Both chambers of Congress are out, Majority Leader John Thune. Senate Majority Leader John Thune says it's on Democrats.
It's time for them to get a backbone.
Top House Democrat Hakeem Jeffries throws the blame back at the GOP.
The American people are sick and tired of the chaos, crisis, and confusion.
Sagar Meghani, Washington.
COTA has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.